This is JIS News. Coming up, ganja law reform complete, $464 million allocated for Poverty Reduction Program 2, and Heart Trust NTA signs MOU to facilitate training across three industries. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
Now the news. The amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act have been passed in the House of Representatives. This paves the way for the possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana to become a non-arrestable, ticketable offense that will not attract a criminal record. Additionally, the Act permits the use of ganja for religious, medical, scientific, and therapeutic purposes. It also provides regulation through the granting of licenses to permit the development of a lawful industry for medical ganja and industrial hemp. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting led the debate on the bill in the lower house. He says the passage of the legislation will result in additional benefits from a law enforcement perspective, including more effective deployment of police resources.
In 2014, with our policy direction already clear, the JCF arrested 5,300 fewer persons for minor offenses, primarily possession of small quantities of ganja, than they did in 2013. This freed up tens of thousands of police man hours to focus on serious and violent criminals. It also contributed to reducing the overcrowding in lockups and the caseload burden on the resident magistrates' courts.
The amended Dangerous Drugs Act is to be signed into law by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen in the next few weeks. A sum of $464 million has been allotted for the continuation of projects under the Poverty Reduction Program, PRP3, during the 2015-2016 fiscal year. PRP3 is being implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, with funding from the European Union. The project started May 2012 and will conclude May 2018. Of the sum set aside, $182 million will go towards the rehabilitation of 12 schools. Another $95 million will be used for the repair of 11 roads, and $31 million has been set aside to construct 2 community centers. The Heart Trust NTA has signed 3 memoranda of understanding with Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, the Transport Authority, and GSW Animations Limited to improve the quality of the labor force in these sectors. Under these strategic partnerships, Heart Trust will seek to improve the skills of personnel for the transport sector, facilitate training for the animation industry, and support the export potential of small and medium-sized businesses. Heart Trust will also provide funding and technical resources for the implementation of training interventions to the organizations over a 3-year period. Executive Director of the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, says the agreements are in response to the needs of the labor force.
We have sought to strategically reposition ourselves to be flexible, integrated, and responsive. We see ourselves as integrating with the wider education and training system, as well as the private sector, for the advancement of national economic objectives. We seek to demonstrate that no one entity will have the capacity to respond to the enormous challenge that we face as a country in responding to our economic needs.
The agreements were signed Tuesday at the corporate office of the Heart Trust NTA. And young persons with skills in animation are to benefit from opportunities to flow from the allocation of $70 million in the 2015-2016 budget for the Youth Employment in Digital and Creative Industries project. The project was first launched in September 2014, and this year provisions have been made for the purchase of 190 computers, 385 tablet computers, and 335 2D software licenses. Youth Employment in Digital and Creative Industries project is a 5-year initiative, targeting some 15,000 young Jamaicans. The project involves collaboration among the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministries of Finance and Planning, Industry Investment and Commerce, Education, Youth and Culture, and the Development Bank of Jamaica, as well as the Jamaica Promotions Corporation. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.